We're trying to understand in the world of Betochen, where everything comes from Hashem, and everything is kimat, there's almost no room for me in this world of Betochen because it's all Hashem. So then what I need Ishtadlis for? We quoted the Chovos HaLevavos, and Ishtadlis Moel, and Ishtadlis Mukhrach. Ishtadlis doesn't do anything, but you have to make Ishtadlis. And we're trying to understand why and where there is room in this world for Ishtadlis.
Just rely on Hashem.
Just don't do anything. Because you're doing it anyway. Your status is not changing anything. Your panos is going to happen whether you do status or not. So what have to do status for? So that's kind of where we hold it. Hishtadlis chayvo rishus. So the question we have to first ask ourselves is, this thing called hishtadlis, is it an obligation or is it a permission? Im kein adayin hashayle b'koyma medes. Haim ha-kosh boch hu miyen shenasa avoyde lelo tachlis. Does the kosh boch want to do something that has no purpose? If hishtadlis doesn't do anything, so then what does Hashem want me to do? He wants me to do something that has no purpose? Da'anu shenitgiyah nitarach v'nishtadl lamarot sha'ein lo tailes m'ayinyah. He wants us to struggle and battle and schmitt and go through all the procedures because it doesn't do anything. Hashem wants us to give us the best good that can possibly be given. So Hashem is trying to do the best possible thing for me. So what does he want from me? That I'm going to run around like a mashugim doing everything I'm doing, then that makes no difference if I did it or not. What kind of game is this? Alibadamas, the Choka Badamazeh Gedalia. The truth is, this is a Machlekas Rishonim, Shittas Haramban in Vayikro, Husha Adam Batach Bakolish Bochu, Babatoch and Male, Rashi Levate, Alishtadluse, Mikol Vakol. The Ramban holds the Halacha that somebody who has total Batochen in Hashem does not have to do any Ishtadlus. The Filim Chale Yavakesh Me Hashem Shirafu. The Allah Lord Josh Beratim, if he gets sick, all he has to do is ask Hashem for making bed, he doesn't have to go to the doctor, he doesn't have to do anything. Sharei ma'ale reifu b'veis oisir ritzon Hashem. What is the reifu doing in the house of somebody who does the ritzon Hashem? What's the place of a doctor in somebody doing ritzon Hashem? Amasham ha'chazal v'rapi y'rapi. Ah, the pasuk says, you shall surely go get healed. However you want to translate that pasuk. There, the Rishus is given to the doctor to heal. Maybe the doctor is supposed to say, hey, listen, Hashem wants you to be sick. I'm not getting involved. What's going to do with me? Talk to Hashem. How come the doctor's allowed to even... What's the permission for a doctor to do anything? No, that's the answer. If somebody who doesn't have betochen that the Ramban's talking about, he has permission to go to a doctor. Someone who's holding on a level where he doesn't understand, he's betochen, he's so clear, and he comes from Hashem, he doesn't have to make ishtadlis. But what about us lowlives who are not holding there? So for you, it's mutter. The doctor has permission to. You have permission to have the doctor, and the doctor has permission to deal with you.
Well, if somebody has perfect betochen, get sick in the first place.
Why would he get sick in the first place? Because Hashem wants him to daven. He wants to hear Hashem. Hashem wants to hear his tefillahs. That's the next chapter. Why do you even have to daven? But that's the ishtadlis he has to make. He has to daven. You're right. Why should he even have to daven? The person who really understands that everything's from the Ratzon of Hashem and everything's best for him. So then getting sick's wonderful. So why even want to change it? That's the sugar of tefillah. That's the next chapter. We'll get there. Okay.
Protect the person from.
Getting sick? No, doesn't make a person rich. You might be hungry as well, but you don't have to go work because whatever you get, you'll get. The money's falling, and no matter what you do, it's not going to change it. See, it's a recognition that I did get sick, but then a doctor's not going to help, or not going to help. It's not going to do anything because ishtadlis doesn't do anything. That's the nekuda. When you come to recognize that there's absolutely no connection between the hishtadlis and the outcome of that hishtadlis, do I make hishtadlis? That's the problem. I know that I've got to work every day, and I work 8 to 5, and I know that every month I get a certain amount of money, but I know that my going to work has nothing to do with my salary. That if I didn't go to work, the salary would come anyway. And I know that. I'm not like we think we know it. You know that bevust. you don't know why you're even bothering to make ishtadlis. My Rebbe once said to me, said, I don't even know why I care about making ishtadlis from fundraising. Most people that support yeshivas know that they don't understand why they make ishtadlis, because ishtadlis and the outcome have nothing to do with each other. You go on an overseas trip for 3 weeks and run around fundraising, not cover your air ticket, and come back and somebody deposited $20,000 in your account that you've never heard of. That happens. These are ma'asim yoimim in Moses. So why even bother making ishtadlis? So you might think to yourself, okay, so according to that, I'm bothered to make ishtadlis because I know that it's good. If you're holding on that level, it's awesome. So why go on overseas trips? But if you're not, so then fine, you have permission to make a bit of ishtadlis so that you shouldn't lose your mind yet. There's a famous ma'aseh by Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld. The eyewitness account, he had a neighbor, one of the Rappaports, the daily Gedolei Yisrael. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld wouldn't even borrow. He said this off, going to borrow food if you didn't have food was too much for him. So one day he came home, he washed, there was a piece of bread on the table, he made a mozzin, as he took a bite, his wife said to him, let's borrow bread. So he swallowed just enough to be able to binge. He was very upset that they borrowed. There was no food enough, it was the poverty in those days here in Yerushalayim was extreme. Binged, put on his coat, took his hat and he went out. Now the neighbor that they borrowed from had wanted to see what was going to be here, because they knew that Rabbi Yosef Chaim didn't borrow. So he stood by the window and he was watching what happened, and he followed Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld out the door. And as he came out, he heard him saying to himself, I never realized she wasn't holding, therefore I have to make ishtadlis. So he was intrigued to know what kind of ishtadlis Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld was going to do. So he walked a few hundred meters from his house, he kicked around in the dust, he picked up two gold coins and he walked back home. For him, that was already, he wasn't doing that for himself. That ishtadlis was only because his rebbetzin wasn't holding. He didn't need that. Then he didn't realize that she wasn't holding, so because of her, I had to go make some ishtadlis. So, for him, there was already too much ishtadlis. You kick around in the sand. Who's got time to kick around in the sand for 30 seconds? Doesn't happen to you and me, huh? Because you have a chiyuv to maintain your family according to where they're holding as well. Not just telling you. You might be the biggest Baal HaTochen in the world, but if your wife's not holding, you have to make some ishtadlis. You have to put food on the table for it. You see, this level of HaTochen means the following. Watch this carefully. This level of HaTochen means that whether there's food in the house or not makes no difference to me. It makes absolutely no difference to me. The Baal Leshem, they used to say that if Ari Levi never brought him challahs on Shabbos, he never had challahs on Shabbos and it made no difference. No difference at all. He had challahs for Shabbos, he has food on the table. The Chazan is said about himself. Yeah? That if my wife puts food in front of me, I assume that I have to eat. But if she didn't, I wouldn't know if I had to eat or not, because I have no desire to eat. I don't need to eat. She puts food in front of me, vice versa, I need to eat, otherwise she wouldn't have bothered. But I don't know whether I have to eat or not. Yeah? So why should he go and make his status? It makes no difference to him. But what happens if to his wife it makes a bit of a difference? Her own next Shabbos, when there's no bread in the house, is not as complete as it would be if there was bread in the house. So for her, he has to make some ishtadlis. Ishtadlis kagufa, whatever the mystical reason why you have to make ishtadlis. The whole family has to take into account, not just your own personal level. We're talking about that betochen means that if there's bread or there's no bread, it makes no difference to me.
The act of eating,
what?
Ishtadlis as well? No,
that's not ishtadlis. I don't know.
That's what you just said,
yeah. The chazan said, I don't know if anything means I have no tithes. I bet he has to eat. If he didn't eat, he would have fainted. But he didn't know if he needed to eat or not. He relied on his family that he needed to use. I don't know what that means. Good, fine. If I knew what that meant, they would queue up on my door, not his door. That's why that I'm, you know, you could ask all the shalas to me. You wouldn't have to go stand in a queue in Rehov Rashban in Bnei Brak. Imagine. No, I'm just saying, that's, we don't understand. There's a marvelous article written this week about Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Somebody followed him around for the day just to see what his baby schedule looked like. I mean, if you could hack that for 2 hours in the day, I mean, it's not noise. You have to look at it. So, for instance, when you're living like that, you're living in a different, that's a different world already. Huh? Some maybe see this, and you think, swirl or something, whatever. I don't know. My wife thought it had to be like a Frum Mishpacha magazine. Mishpacha for the Bnei Torah. No, there are no advertisements in it. Whatever, it was the fascinating thing starts at 2:30 in the morning. By the time he goes to Daven at Letterman, he's learned 8 Dav. Yerushalmi, Bavli, Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah. So when you're living like that, okay, we don't understand. If Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, we understand. But if you're living like that, I'm saying, Ad kedei kach, then even there, his status was necessary. Now, did the status do anything? For him, it made no difference. He would have got those gold coins one way or another, but on his wife's level, whatever that means, I don't understand.
So if somebody on that level makes such a sudden and gets a rule of an asteroid, or it's a villain, or would it be the same thing, just said it becomes a country that
doesn't work? Mitzvahs is mitzvahs, we must look ahead, that's a chiv, you have to go and you have to go find a rule of an asteroid.
Same not colored, Shabbos colored?
I don't know what the lesson did for an Esrog. I can't answer your question. I don't know. There's a famous story by the Brisker Rov that maybe answers your question. The Brisker Rov was in Vilna. There was no food. There was no food in Vilna. All the Jews, the refugees that arrived in Vilna, there was no food. So the Brisker Rov's son every day used to go out and try and find a piece of bread for his father. And whatever bread came into the house, they ate. You understand? They weren't gouging themselves. And whatever they had, they ate. He never kept anything for tomorrow. When they asked him, why not? He said, because tomorrow, the same way the bread came today, there'll be bread tomorrow. If not, there won't be. That's Aralan Hashem. Erev Yom Kippur, he decided that eating on Erev Yom Kippur is a mitzvah. Therefore, he had to make a bit more ishtadlis, because he had to, it was for a mitzvah. It was a Hashem mitzvah, he had to make more ishtadlis. So he kept a piece of bread for Erev Yom Kippur, because he held that was a Hashem mitzvah. The Brisker Rov, Chesh Poinus, yeah? As he was sitting down to eat his piece of bread, a woman came in and she said, I was baking two challahs for the Brisker Rov. I've been saving and saving flour because I knew that Erev Yom Kippur is a mitzvah, and I was baking two challahs, and a mortar hit the oven I was baking and destroyed the challahs. The Brisker Rov turned around and he said to his son, it's because I made too much ishtadlis. He said, Kosh Baruch Hu is going to send me nice hot challahs on Erev Yom Kippur is a mitzvah, and I made too much ishtadlis. That's what happened. It was a message for me. He told her, don't worry, it's not about you. She felt terrible. She thought she'd done something wrong. He said, no, it was about me. I made too much ishtadlis. Okay. Have a kush to the doctor. We don't understand any of this. Let's try and get to the level of a tochen we can understand, okay? Let's try and get into our world for a little bit.
We don't understand ideal.
No, this is not even a direction finder. It's not even the Chol Shaykh. The Chol Shaykh wasn't. Let's see. The Torah gives permission to someone who is betochen, he's not shalem, in order to go look for a doctor. Somebody is betochen, he's shalem, he's not allowed to make any shtadlis. That's the Ramban Shitta. Of course, this is on conditions. Your betochen has to be shalem. Okay, anybody else thinks that betochen is shalem? Goodbye. You don't need this. You can go sit in Rashbam number 10 and answer Shalom. But Tochen Shalom means, yeah. Even if they're ripping your flesh off with hot cones, you understand that that's the best possible thing for you, happy. Yeah? No problem. Best thing in the world for me. Before some shrimp, you saw Salanta Dorish Pamba Vesamidra Shabbatah Vashemba Betochen Goma Yakabu Vades Mishalosa. It's famous that Rabbi Yisrael Salanta said that if a person will have proper betochen Hashem, he will get whatever he wants. If he doesn't get it, it's a sign that he wasn't betoch properly. But if you think you're holding in the heart level of betochen, you'll get whatever you want. So you didn't get the $1 million, it means you're not holding in betochen.
Who says that what you want is what you should be
getting? Betochen is somebody who's getting
what you need.
No. The Shittas Haramban is that we saw this much earlier, a lot of the Sefer was built on this, that somebody's holding on the right level of betochen, whatever he wants, he will get. Tzadik goes to Hashem Makai. Hashem has to listen to him. Hashem can't say no. This is not about what is not good for him. Okay.
Is the want tariq or the want with the
Lashon of the Brit? Tariq. Yakabu b'vanes mishalosa. He will get whatever he wants. Whatever he asks for, he'll get. And if it's not good for him, okay. Vim lo kibble, oh, is he shalom batoch? But if he didn't get it, the father is not a proper batochen. Why let's say that if he didn't get it, it's not good for him? No, even though it's good for him, you'll get it. Bein ha'shaimim ha'yehudi shekibble es dvarav betmimus. Amongst those that came to listen to me, Yisrael Salanta, there's somebody who took him seriously. Yeah, it's unusual. The guy actually believed the rabbi and he took it seriously. ויוצא כאן הקאטיס פייס ודילרוס כי מהיום ולא אין יוצא לעבור לפנוסו כמידי יוי. He went and bought a lotto, a lottery ticket, and he told his family from now on he's not working anymore. He bought a lottery ticket, what did he have to make his status for? Hashem can buy him kach or buy him kach, not his status, yeah? אלא מה ניסו להסתגר בבית המדרש של הטרם, אבל לא בואידו, he's going to sit and learn and be involved in spiritual pursuits and he buys a lottery ticket, that's his status. הוא בוטח בהשם כי יש בכרטיס ההגרלה בסך 10,000 רובל. He's going to win the 50 million shekel הגרלה, what do you have to go work every day for? Sit and learn. כשרור ביוסר כבדי זה פרש מייסקוי, when he saw this guy stopped working, הוא שאל אותו, מה יוי מיימם? What are you doing day by day? You're not working. What's going on? He says, you do, Mom, and I need be Emunah Shleima b'kol Dvivrei HaRav. I believed everything the Rav said, which is some miracle. There was a Jew that believed what the Rav said, but I believed everything the Rav said. So imagine how the vested interest in did you believe the Rav, yeah? The Rav just potted you from going to work every day. You can sit in the rest of Midrash and sort of like glare at the walls now. You actually have to work. Ulachayim kanisi kartis hagrala. I bought a lottery ticket. ובתוך אני כשם כי אסכה בפרס and I know that she's going to give me the prize whoever is בתוכן השם will answer him so I have total בתוכן and I know that השם's going to answer me לשבת דבר רב הצי לו רב יסרו לסקו רב יסרו said you know what let's do a business deal here you and me היהודי ימכו את הכרטיס לרב יסרו בסך 5,000 רובל you sell me your כרטיס הגרלה for $500,000 I'm using my own numbers here just to get your attention 50,000 rubles doesn't grab us we don't know what that's worth you're going to make it quite valuable you can win the first prize that's $5 million right I'll give you $2.5 million for the kartis right Rabbi Solita says a price I got a lachas a kartis yiske and I'll take the kartis and I'll win the big prize after we win Herdi Samech al asiko sheatzi loy kemoitzi sholo rav yiske he's very excited with the deal and he agreed to the deal Amar Rabbi Yisrael, Harei Lecha Ha'ois, this is the sign for you, Ke'ein B'tchein Sholem, that your B'tochen is not Sholem. Shim Lo Ke'ein, Im B'tuch Ata Shetiske, if you really believed you would win ya, Ke'ein Nechmoich Ha'katish Ha'shov Asach Aseret Alafim Rubo B'chamish Alafim. Why are you selling something that's worth $50 million for $500,000? You don't really believe that this Katish is going to win. אין זו אלה שביטחיינה בהשם יזברך אין ושלום בעיף את זה בוודאי שלא תזכה בהגרלה since you're בתוכן it's not 100% then you can't rely on the fact that you're going to הגרלה someone's prepared to sell something with $5 million for $500,000 doesn't really believe that what he's got is worth $500,000 so therefore he doesn't have בתוכן this cut piece is worth $5 million you want to buy it you give me $5 million not a penny less if you're prepared to sell it for a penny less it means for you have a penny doubt worth a penny's worth of doubt And that's not enough. This has to be 100%. Okay, this is a nice introduction. This is the Ramban. You have to learn that it's Torah. But it has nothing really to do with us, first of all, because we're not in that generation. And the job that we have today is a different kind of job.
But that also implies that if he did have perfect betrothal, then what he was doing was fine. Not to buy a lottery ticket.
Why do you even have to buy a lottery ticket? Why do you even have to buy a lottery ticket then? According to Ramban, somebody who's got 100% betrothal doesn't make sure. He can just say to Hashem, I need $100 now. In the bag, huh? Yes, it says Yekabo is called Mishalosa. You have to ask. There's a tnai in the Bria from Adam Arishon's days already that you have to ask. If you don't get, you don't ask. In Rabbi Chanan's house, there was a tnai. If you ask, you don't get. Not a Maisa. It's a wonderful Maisa. Simcha told the Maisa over. In Rabbi Chanan's house, there was a call that if you ask, you don't get. Why? Because they had nothing. So whenever we had something, we'll give it to you. Don't ask. With a cloud in Chinuch, yeah? We don't say what that means, but in those days, for them, it was poshut. So, you live in the Godel Ador's house, you have to live by different rules. Anyway, so the Revitan came home the one day with a pot of honey. So, Simcha's little brother knew, Rav Naftali, I think it was, Hashem Yochum Dovov, knew that if he asked, he wasn't going to get. But he was a 3-year-old clutching for some honey. Imagine what honey was in those days, yeah? So he sat down and he made a sharp call. Because he knew that his mother was not going to let him make a brochel of a toddler, she was going to give him the honey, yeah? So she gave him a glass of water. And he never got any honey. So when Simcha was telling the story, his Rebbetzin was sitting with a woman in the Ezra's Noshim, and she was saying, what's wrong with asking? I don't understand. What's wrong with asking? Well, that's what they're holding. You don't ask. No, there's a time that bread that if you want something, you've got to ask. Unless you're living by Rebbe Chanan, for whatever reason, he felt his children needed not to learn not to ask.
make a brocha on a penny.
Are you going to the brocha with water? It's about a 3-year-old. The chinuch, for chinuch you can make a brocha over tole, yeah? Oh. So, to mechanach a child, you can give him a glass of water over honey. Whatever their level, they said Rav Naphtali was greater than his father. I mean, if he was in the playbook. I heard from people that knew Rav Naphtali that had he not been killed by the Nazis, he would have been a brighter light than the Chofetz Chaim. They say he was beyond any comprehension. I mean, the Simcha was somebody, and they say he was way streets ahead of him. At 3, he was already working out, you know. I can't afford anything. I'll make a brocha. He's got to give me that. He's got a glass of water. And he still went on to be. He didn't go off the derech. He did a kid today. He'll never go back to yeshiva again. He went on to be zeichet to be martyred with his father, the Kovna Geta. I'm just saying. You know, he didn't get upset with his mother because of that. Today, you know, if you don't give them money before they ask, they're already throwing stones at you. Yeah. That's the Nakuria. Don't fool yourself into thinking that you're a big Baal B'Tochen. And what's the test? Is you don't get food for 3 days and it makes no difference.
Pointing out to him that he'd already failed the test
in Achinami. Yeah. That's how he realized. That's how did it be somebody he wasn't holding? First of all, something he recognized as Yid wasn't holding. Because the holding we're talking about the Dagas of the Ramban. Okay, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. This is Machlokes in the Gemara already. The Shittas Ramban is Shittas Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, which is only for the Yechidim. It says, Hava also v'lo yetzliach. There were many that did like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and weren't matzliach. Okay, by Rav Shmuel's Shitta, Rav Shmuel, the Chos V'lova Shitta, that you make Ishtadis and whatever, and you know there's nothing to do. It says, Hava also v'yetz ken yetzliach. Plenty did like that and weren't matzliach. So we come at that's not for the Yochid. So Rishol knew Mustafa straight away. He was a very keen perceptive result, perception of human. But you're right. I mean, for us, there's a lesson here. What are you buying a Kasi Tagalah for? Rav Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld only goes and digs in the mud because his wife's not holding. For him, what are you talking about? You're kicking in the mud. There's no food. You don't eat. My story, you don't need it. If you need it, Hashem will send it to you. So what are you worrying about? You daven 3 times a day, yeah? You said, Baruch Aleinu. No, that's enough. More than that's Bittul's money. You're chayv for that.
But if you're not even putting the shadows on fire, you pick it all, kick it in the dirt, then isn't it kind of like relying on miracles?
That's another question. How am I allowed to rely on miracles? For somebody holding on that level, watch carefully, that's not called a miracle. The Gemara says that Rav Chinan ben Deisa came home. I'm not going to tell the story why this happened, because it's complicated to understand it happened, but his daughter had put vinegar in the candles instead of oil. So Rav Chinan said, what's the problem? Oil burns, vinegar burns, that's the thing. Oil doesn't burn because of combustion and material. Oil burns because Hashem says burn. So the one who says oil burn will say vinegar burn. To him it's all the same. So when you're on that level, that's the point. It's all miracles. But for him it's not a miracle. For him it's all just Hashem. The minute it starts becoming a miracle for you, then you dare not rely on it. That's the exact lesson here. Exactly. For a Chanina ben Daisa, oil burning, vinegar burning, fresh air burning, it's not a miracle. It's not surprising for him at all, right? Because it's all just Hashem. If you think that oil burning, vinegar burning is a miracle, then you better go buy some oil. Don't like vinegar. If you're looking at Tetzah Sefer, it's the best discussion of this subject in World Mosque. He basically takes it off Desla, which is very hard to get into in the Mikta Meliyahu. Rav Tetz goes through the 4 levels of Betochen, of miracles, of how you get miracles, of why different people, miracles are good for certain people, why they're terrible for other people. He goes through the 4 levels, which are parallel the 4 kings. We discussed David HaMelech, we discussed Chizkiya HaMelech, the 4 different levels of Betochen, and where we're holding today. In World Mosque, I have a look there. It's a fantastic, fantastic essay on this subject. That was Levi. The dagger of being a Levi was that you do the Avodas Hashem, and Hashem takes care of you. Whatever you get from Hashem. You don't make any shtalas, you don't do any work, you don't do anything. You just work in the Mikdash, and Hashem feeds you. We today do not live on that level. The Bnei Torah today do not live on the level of Levi. We live on the level of Yisachon Zvulun. Today the Bnei Torah, maybe there's possible exceptions, I don't know about Gedoli Yisrael, but anybody outside the top few are not living on a level of Levi anymore. They say the last people that lived was the Leshem and the Chazanish were the last 2 people to live on the Dagger of Levi. Today we live on a Dagger, it could be Reb Chaim or whatever, there may be exceptions to it, I don't know, I haven't heard. But the Chazon Ish and the Lechem for sure lived on the Dagger of Levi. That means I do what Hashem says and I don't worry about anything. If it comes, it doesn't. No Ishtadlis at all. And today we live on Yisachos Vulan. How's everybody surviving today? Because there's some kind of Yisachos Vulan. If it's with your wife, she's the Yisachos, you're the Zvulan, she's the Zvulan, you're the Yisachos, whatever, however you want to cut the cake. There's people supporting yeshivas, there's this, there's whatever. It's not Levi. And the Raya is when you open the fridge in the morning, there's no milk. You get upset, so then you realize you're not a Levi. You're at best you're a Yisachos, if not you're a Zvulan.
But Ramban Levi is, we're always getting milk in the fridge.
According to the Ramban, yeah, that is the Ramban. The Ramban is Dagas Levi. That's what Chinuch Mendoza. Who needs milk? You can pour fresh oil to your wheat topics and it'll taste just as good as milk. Oil burns, vinegar burns. No, it's all Hashem. There is nothing outside of Hashem.
Yeah, according to Ramban, Levi goes up to the fridge. There's no milk. So
there is milk. There's no such thing. But Levi, there's no such thing as no milk.
Might not be physical milk.
And if there's no milk, you know what? To him, it makes no difference if there was or there wasn't. It's all the same.
Because if the litter was turned off and you're holding it,
you get what you want.
There
would be milk, yeah. But the test of whether you're holding is if one day there's no milk, how do you freak out? That's the test.
Correct,
so you realize you're not holding, so therefore, so good, that's why it's a test.
And I'll go out to the shop and kick some.
And go kick some sand and pick up some gold coins, yeah. That's what you have to do, yeah. Yeah. Or buy a pick and go dig ditches
so
or something.
Well, when Yosef came to Sonnenfeld, so when he didn't have any food in the house, he wasn't going to Ramban level.
We just said that even if you're holding by the Ramban's level, you're still going to get sick. Hashem might want you to ask for food. Hashem might need something else for you, that's why he didn't give you food. There's different reasons why Hashem holds back things from people. Maybe for him to just get a grip on where he's holding. But by Rosh Hashanah, some of it wasn't about him. It was about his wife. You know.
Yeah. But if it's like,